the U.S. security forces start using my helping.
Yeah, Major Harris here. Just to give you an update on our hostage threat, kidnapping threat. I mean, Sergeant's wife is going to, going over to get her.
Okay.
They're going to be on the cell phone.
Okay.
So they won't be home and we'll be able to contact them.
Okay, who's going to pick them up now?
Sergeant's wife.
Sergeant?
Yeah. His wife. His wife.
Are they going to take her locally in a room somewhere?
Yeah, I think. Stand by. Yeah, they're just going to be somewhere nearby.
Okay, just make sure to keep in a public place, or they don't go off to some wilderness or anywhere like that.
Well, that's what I was telling him, is I wouldn't want him to go home.
Right, just be a baby type thing.
To leave there and be in a public area.
Right, and also another thing you might want to consider is when he goes home tonight, I know it's the next night, but make sure he travels a different route if he travels a certain way home every night.
Well, since they apparently have a recall roster or something, that's actually good advice for everybody, so I'll pass that around.
So make sure if that's not the first one, just check the cars when we get out to the parking lot tonight and also travel to different route home.
Okay, and also Sergeant's wife is an ex-cop.
Is an ex-cop.
So, yeah, she's got a weapons license as well, so if you need her to help start, you know, pick anybody up, she's volunteering to do it for the exercise. But
right.
She really is an ex-cop.
Okay.
Okay, so.
All right, thanks.